A paradigm shift is happening. A pluribus unum. Out of many, one. And that one is nothingness, zero, the absolute, that is more real than reality. The illusion of the many falls away spontaneously when the self is realized, and the self realizes itself. The unreal does not realize the real. The self, pure awareness, has no qualities, no gunas. It is nirgun. It neither appears nor disappears. But that self that is the ultimate mystery that cannot be known, that does not exist, gives birth to all that does. Contains, pervades, and unifies the field in which the cosmos emerges. And to which it is withdrawn. This is the moment of the withdrawal of the self from its illusory world. The withdrawal back into the core, the heart, the source, the center, the nucleus, the zero point. You are that. And this is being realized by the power of that which is bringing all about. Creation, sustenance, and now destruction. And so first it is the outer that is destroyed, the world, the ego, all that is false, all that is worthless because having become decayed, degraded, defiled. But the real remains untouched, unaffected. And it is to the real that we are brought as the only island of safety in the moment of the collapse of all that is apparent. The consciousness becomes ever more clear as that which knows the mind but is not in the mind, is not subject to the mind, and is not the thinker of the thoughts of the mind, but is always beyond deeper within. And at the moment chosen by the self, the mind stops producing thoughts. And in that silence, the world ends, but the real emerges. We are in that moment of the emergence of the singularity. The growing perception of the all-pervading light. And the growing clarity of the illusion that is the ego. And the worthlessness of that illusion that can bring only suffering and only attachment to that suffering. But the freedom that is the real, that is wordless and worldless, is freely emerging as the will of God that claims the consciousness once more from the unreal, from the dark, from the lostness. And returns the awareness to the purity of its essence. Simply through inquiry into the nature of what the I represents, signifies, points to, emerges from, simply by wondering, the wandering of the mind is held in check, and the silence washes out the noise. Behold the silence, beheld by the stillness, and be redeemed from the chaos by the order that begins with the zero point, that is Omega and Alpha. The power of the real is almighty. Once the silence overcomes the obsession with the words, the images, the emotions, the awareness is expanded into an ocean of bliss, an infinite luminous dimension of silent peace, from which the consciousness would never wish to leave. And it is this dimension of the real from which the power that dreams the cosmos is bringing forth a new order of the ages. And a passage into the eternal presence that is ageless. The ego mind that struggles with its own internal conflicts and that is obsessed with its projections of body and of world is weakening and losing its grip upon its own mentality. And at the chosen moment, the ego mind will let go of its fragile hold upon an illusory sanity that attempts to keep it grounded in a small known world that it tries to control. But because all of these efforts are futile, and the overwhelming power of the real will no longer allow the ego to ride roughshod over goodness and truth and the purity of the godly consciousness, that ego mind is losing its power to usurp the consciousness with its own intentions. And the ego, in its final throes of terror, of losing its reality, has no option but to surrender to the real. And to merge into the infinite field of presence that is the absence of the ego and the liberation of the light. All this is happening despite whatever conflicted intentions the ego may wish to hold on to. Its only option that saves it from a hell realm in which its goals become impossible and its reality is recognized as only a nightmare, can be awakened from only through surrender to the real self that all along and always one is. The ego delusion must be turned inside out through the mind's discovery of its own forgotten heart. And out of the multiplicity of a paranoid matrix comes the unified field of infinite love. and the unconditional recognition of the divinity of all that is. May we allow this process to unfold without resistance and give our full attention to the real that is emerging from concealment at the core of our being at this very moment. And do not resist the power from within, whose only aim is to save you from your illusory egoic karma. Now is the moment when that surrender will bring the maximal benefit in the shift of paradigm that transforms you from human into angel and enables you to serve the infinite goodness of the self as a messenger of the purity of love and the power of wisdom to overcome all fear, all desire, all delusion, all disorder, and assist in the reign of heaven returning to the world. May we join in the victory of God consciousness over the demonic delusions of the ego, and be present at the creation as an emissary of that creative power that is now reasserting its sovereignty over all. May you know the peace that comes of separating from the illusory ego mind and its paranoid dementia, and realize the silence of pure presence that brings one to the paradise of the presence of God. As the source of life and love in the core of one's being. And may you know the deeper peace of being mobilized and moved into action by the Tao of infinite beauty and goodness, to assist in the creation of the new Satyuga. And may you know the supreme peace of realizing the light that is transcendent, unconcealing itself as the force of the immanent powers that produce the phenomenal plane, withdrawing once more into the core of the luminous void from which all has come, to which all must now return, in the death of death, and from which the new order of beauty shall emerge as the artistry of our own fulfillment, as manifestations of the One Supreme Being. Namaste.